Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Toe.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby?
Judge, you right here.
Give it if it takes all night.
Hey, 347, I just want to make sure you can hear me, right?
Loud and clear, Rosebud.
All right, for sure, man. Thanks. What's up, you guys, goddammit? I'm doing the swan song for the Down and Dirty show. It ain't like I'm going to stop talking about this stuff. It's just I got to free up my Thursdays. And we're going to start combining both shows on Sundays. But I got a hell of a motherfucking show for you tonight. It's real, like everything else. And of course, periodically, we go over them five no's. We ain't apologizing. We ain't having no fear. We ain't having no shame. No disrespect is meant to no motherfucker by you being who you are. And no regrets. Because you ain't gonna regret your choices that you made. And you certainly ain't going to regret your damn losing your friends that supposed to be your friends. But they, since you didn't became this person, they can't be with you no more. That's on them. No regrets. No apologies. No fear. No shame. No disrespect. No disregrets. This is the Down and Dirty Show. And like I'm saying, it's the swan song. I'm going to be on Sundays at 6 as usual. They may be two-hour shows. They may be 90 minutes. I'm not 100% sure of that. But we gonna get busy. I got a hell of shit to say about, you know, all kind of subjects. And you know I'm going to say it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. I'm going to be that way still, even though it seems like I'm cutting back, which I am. But I'm not stopping what I'm doing. Contact me anytime. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. Add Mr. Rosebud. You can check my site out, AskRosebud.com. The Real John Dixon _ between each words is my Instagram. And if you can help it, don't sleep on those MP3s at CD, baby, because that's my book, The American Pimp. And it's me reading it. It's me reading it to music. It's me making you really understand all the scenes because I'm actually playing the characters. It's really dope. I'm being, when it's abroad, I'm sounding like that. And, you know, when it's the police, I got the police saying, you know, it's dope. My course is on, no, it ain't on sale. I started to say it's on sale. No, it's just available. And I don't know. You know, if you really realize the value of getting the course. But it's cool. I'm just the kind of guy, I just keep, you notice I don't bring that shit up as much. Why? Because that shit is going on its own. I talk about it, it's still there, but it goes on its own now, so shit. You know, you guys are going to keep on top, raise the price to 100 racks. Then you'll be wanting to get it. How can I finance the Rosebud? You could have bought it, but you was tripping. I'm telling you, I did a lot of shit to introduce to the public what my goals were, what my wishes and wants and all that shit. And over time, I just feel comfortable. I don't. If you notice, I don't promote the sales or the 2-for-1s or none of that shit no more. because all you guys just slept on that, that's your fault. Because even if you don't get it now, that's your fault. But if you do and you have to pay, then you have to realize the next time the opportunity comes for you to save some money and it's on something like this, you got to take a chance. You got to check it out. You got to investigate as much as you can. And if it satisfies you in any way, you need to take a chance. Now, call in, holler at me, 657-383-0809. That's what I like. I also want you to tune in to, you know, I'm doing that shit with Steve the Dean on Tuesday mornings, 10 o'clock my time. So just, you know, if you just want to, that one is more of a fun type show. But we do be kicking it. So, you know, I just want you to know, my shit is real deep. I ain't surface. I don't try to take your money for this information. I share bits and pieces of the information so that you can try to use it. And if you're successful, you can see this shit I talk about does work. It's real. It can create a whole new mindset. And once you have the mindset to do what it takes to get what you want, then you'll see that what you want has always been available to you. You just wanted it. Nah. Motherfuckers at goddamn SW, you know, all that bullshit is over. Wanting some shit over. We decide what we gonna go get, and we go get it. And that's the name, that's our name, the go-getters. We are not waiting for what we want to come through. The good self, a good fairy is gonna line up to the stars, and suddenly you're going to get what you want. Okay, keep doing that. You know, I know some of you cats, you know, 21 or, you know, most of you maybe close to 30. But when you look in the mirror, I'll be wondering, man, what you guys be seeing back? If you talk shit, you know, you a motherfucker, this down and dirty. So, you know, you guys should be talking shit. If you talk shit and you motherfucking look in that mirror and you don't start creaming, really, I don't mean just making yourself cream. I'm saying you really just looking in the mirror. And then something about your cheek catches your attention. And you focus in on your cheek. And as you focusing in on your cheek, you notice how perfectly shaped it is. And then you look at the other cheek and you make sure it's symmetrical. And as you do that, you end up looking at your face, your whole face, little parts at a time, the forehead, so eyebrows. And you're looking at all this shit because you want to correct something. And as you get down to the bottom of your goddamn chin, you fucking realize there's nothing you can do to improve it. Fuck! There's nothing you can do to improve this. So, you just motherfucking keep looking in the mirror, on down your neck. Now it's a body inspection. Because you ain't letting no part of you go, your clothes, nothing. Because if you look in the mirror, and you see perfection. And the reason you see perfection is because you blind in one eye and can't see out the other one. Because you're confused with all this lying you be doing to yourself. See, that's on you, man. If you look in that motherfucking mirror and you see that this is an object that has to be molded in every single fucking day. You set out to mold this goddamn object. And every single fucking day, that mold comes out the same. It's like that movie where the bitch gets killed 400 times and she wake up 400 nights the next day. You do that because You're a perfectionist and you're perfect. And if you don't see that, you don't think that. And if you don't think that, you're not going to be able to express that. And if you can't express that, that bitch you talking to cannot see it. So all that bullshit you talking is for nothing. Some of you motherfuckers out there talking about being a pimp need to be coached. And if you wasn't so fucking silly, you would goddamn hit me. Because you can't tell me I didn't pimp. You can't tell me I ain't got no motherfucking game. I spit game on this goddamn shit every day, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever the fuck. Every video, every motherfucking blog, whatever the fuck I'm doing. And I've been doing it for years. So you can sit there and make yourself think whatever you want to think so you can keep being a punk. I don't care because I ain't no punk. You see, I got me a new one. And things working out. So I don't want to hear your punk ass motherfucking shit. If the shit I was talking was old fashioned or slow or whatever the fuck you silly motherfuckers be trying to say, I wouldn't be having no another bitch so quickly. You motherfuckers talk to a bitch 2-3 months talking about getting at her. I told that little motherfucker, I wish I would get at you past talking to you right now, whatever the fuck, especially when I got on the phone with her. I might have did that 2-3 times on that instant message goddamn shit. Bitch, please. If you can't recognize that you fucking with, I do not want to fuck with you. Luckily, that motherfucker had a third eye. And that third eye checked her, made her want to fuck with me. Because I'm somebody to be fucked with. And you know what? If you had any fucking belief in your goddamn self and all that fucking bullshit you be talking to your partners, you would have something to believe in too. Just so happened, I kick it with my partners just like you. But my partners is limited. And my partners know I ain't about to kick no bullshit. And I'm never going to talk about some shit I heard except the motherfucking news. What's it? I started to say Reagan. I mean fucking Trump. Or whoever the fuck is president. I don't hear shit. I talk about what the fuck I do. I talk about what happens in my life. Real fucking text. Check the last video I made. The pen and towel. You'll see them in there fucking with me while I'm making a video. I mean, not physically, but you know, check this. This got all emotional. No, I hit a bit all on here. She ended all crying. It's just absolutely. I got my mind in two places. And I know a motherfucker, you know, don't really know what's going on. If it's got up early, if it's, you know, chopping all this shit up, you know, making all this goddamn woo woo shit, you know what I'm saying? Talking about doing this for me, woo 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 woo. And, shit. I didn't know I was going to be making no motherfucking movie. I mean, video. But some made me want to do it while she was cooking. I didn't even think about it. But as things would have it, bitch bringing me my dinner. I mean, my breakfast. Open the door. Interrupting me. I tripped. The fuck up with you? Don't you see? God damn it, woo-woo. So what I'm saying, if you a silly motherfucker, and do all that faking and don't know what's left and what's right, you'd be talking about fuck the bitch. Yeah, in a way I said that, but in another way, I know a damn fool would say that. So I couldn't concentrate on my goddamn video, so I stopped it. Actually, I ended it. I went in there and kicked it with the bitch. Didn't help. Bitch was mad. So what I'm saying is what I'm supposed to do. Let the shit throw me off. Nah, I just went, my motherfucking room was putting me a plan together. Took me about 15 minutes. And I came back up there, shot the beginning of my plan because I knew what was going to motherfucking happen. Of course, the bitch going to reject it because she's very upset at me. But I dropped some genuine jewels on her. And why she was tripping. Them jewels was fucking with her. And I know this. And what I'm saying is I waited maybe 30 more minutes and went up there and dropped some bombs, threats, just some things that I observed in the few days that you've been with me. Now, once I dropped them bombs, I let that bitch know, look, if you want to, you know, come lay down, I know there's been a bunch of eyes you've had, you can do it. You know, you ain't got to do it. Nah, bitch, I want to lay down, whatever, bitch. I'm just offering. Shit, I go back there to play my motherfucking hand. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it was, the door opened. No, nothing is it. I'm still playing. I'm not no punk motherfucker. After this is good and comfortable, I get my ass up. And because this takes hours, at least 5 or 6 at this point. And I get my motherfucking ass up. Come in my office. Ooh, just stand there, probably say whatever. Shit going back. Then the real game comes. Now it's really time to play because I didn't make my video and I didn't did everything that was going to make me be calm enough to go in there and see what time it is. Bitch already sitting up thinking. That's a good thing for me. I don't want no bitch that can't think. So when the bitch, you know, run by how, you know, woo-woo I am, and, you know, it's kind of hard, woo-woo. Wait, baby. I thought you knew. Because, you know, I told you that. But even if it's a surprise now, what the fuck are you going to do now? Because the way you fuck with me in the beginning is the way it's going to be in the end. And I ain't having it, you know, halfway this, halfway that. There ain't no compromise, although I do, you know, change my mind and make a test. It ain't like you ain't got nothing to say. But, you know, all my bills are paid by me. I don't want you to come in here trying to pay a motherfucking thing. Therefore, if you want to be here, you got to be here under my rules. Bitch, cut me off. Ain't even about that, Rosebud. It's about, I'm so fucking glad that I met a motherfucker that know what he want. And if you want me, you ain't even got to want no more. You know, naturally, my dick hard as a motherfucker now. Dick hard as a motherfucker. I'm trying to hide it from the bitch. My motherfucking dick is so goddamn hard. Man, it was embarrassing. But that bitch said some fire. Let me know. We had turned a motherfucking corner. Why? Because if you don't, bitch, you ain't going to be with me. What's important? What's important? It must be important to you that what you think is very serious. And what you believe cannot be shaken by events. Any kind of event. No matter what the fuck the event is, you got to be firm in what you believe. And let me tell you this, I want the little bitch. Yes, I fucking want the little bitch. But I be damned if I let the bitch have me. I'ma have her. Period. 254. What's happening, man? I know I'm dropping bombs, and you probably sweating like a motherfucker, man, but calm down. We all right. We ain't under attack. It's just bombs being dropped. What's up, man?
Rosebud, this is Big Steve from Texas.
What's up, Steve?
I got one thing I want to say, brother. Would you please listen for 2 seconds?
What's that,
check
man?
Check this out, man. I haven't smoked weed in 30 years. But that shit you just said, you got me ultra high in this motherfucker off some good game, baby. And I appreciate that shit.
Hey, wait, Big C. You got to let everybody know what got you sprung in your own words. What did I say?
What I took out of that whole message, man, is you stood on your principles and what you stand for in your house, and you wasn't compromising for nobody. And the wonderful part about it, when that little mama say Rosebud, it ain't even about that. That showed me she was standing on the same motherfucking principles that you standing on.
Nigga. See, let me tell you something, Big C. Don't you come on my show no more unless you're going to be dropping that shit, because that's the key right there. You got to be listening. You got to motherfucking be listening. I could have kept talking shit because I was on the roll. But no, man. The bitch said the very proper, the best thing to calm me down. They told me it wasn't even about that. Man, shit. She was testing me. She was telling me in that statement, she was testing me as much as I was testing her motherfucking ass. And what I showed her was what she was testing to find. She was like an archaeologist digging for some lost treasure. And that motherfucker seen it. Just like I did. Just like you did. That's what this game is about, Big C. It's about recognizing shit in real time. Not having to talk about the shit. Recognize what you're supposed to do and handle it. A lot of motherfuckers, when they think they the kind of nigga that talk the shit I talk, think you gotta rule a bitch. Think you gotta make a bitch do this, make a bitch do that. No. You do the same thing that you do with everything. Make a bitch think. Let the bitch think about what's going on. Hold on. Let the bitch think about it and make her own fucking decision. And if you sharp,
exactly,
she gonna decide what the fuck you want her to decide. What's up, Big C?
Rosebud, a lot of us men be complaining about women this and women that. But the truth of the matter is, all these women got a bit of treasure that they want us to take over, man. But these motherfuckers just don't understand. She not going to hand it over to no fucking fool.
Big Steve, I don't know what got it. Big Steve, I don't know what the fuck got in you today, man. But you spit some fire because you're right. They all want this treasure this bitch got. And they heard about treasure hunters finding treasure. So now they just hunting. But they don't, they're not treasure hunters. They don't know how to do, what to do, where to do it, and they just out there. We know what to do, Big C. That's why you heard that.
Hey,
you know, that's why you had to call in. Go ahead.
This is why when I sit down with a woman, I talk with a woman, I make it my job to show her that I value myself, and I explain to her what her value is and how she can take that same value and give it to me and let me cultivate her, refine her, all under my leadership.
Well, I'm sure you come up with plenty of bras, Big C, because that's what they want. And what's Big C, let me ask you something, goddamn, what the fuck you do when they say okay?
When they say okay, I recognize action at a bitch, and I handle it accordingly. I put it all on
No. We ain't playing baseball. You can't slide. Ain't no safe. Run my motherfucking ass over. I don't want to guess what you do. What you do when the bitch say okay. Because you got that bitch that just said okay just now. And you probably got one that said okay 2 months ago. Maybe one that said okay a year or two. Whatever. I'm saying you ain't got no bitches. You got bitches. What do you do?
Whatever I have planned for her and me in that situation is what I act on. And what I mean by that is, if she got some things that she needs to work on in order to fuck with me, you got to show me that you're willing to do what I can show you that'll help both of us move forward. That's just the way it is.
Big C, let me tell you, evasive answers ain't shit with a bitch. And if you can't tell that bitch straight out what you're going to do, that bitch don't even believe nothing you're saying after you can't tell her. So what I'm saying is that's something for you to think about, Big C, because I know motherfuckers don't. All you thinking about is catching. All you thinking about is the chase. You're excited about the hunt. You are becoming a master hunter. Motherfucker, you going to catch that motherfucker. And you better be ready to tell that motherfucker what the fuck you got her, ready for her to do.
just like I was. Been told her. Been schooled her. Bitch, I ain't looking for no motherfucker to sell no pussy, bitch. I'm looking for a motherfucker to know something about this internet like your ass. The bitch know hella shit about the internet. That's where I'm at, charging that motherfucker. Now, might not be the way some nigga talking about pimping a bitch gonna charge a bitch, but I ain't no goddamn pimp. I'm a motherfucker with game, and I know how to charge a bitch for my benefit, not for some nigga benefit. Big Steve, fuck all that other shit. Learn what you gonna do after you catch, and learn how to spill that shit as easily as you spilling what you believe about what we talking about right now. And see the difference in your conversation. See the difference in your conversation, because believe me, your conversation been suffering because you don't have that end result in your head ready to go so that your conversation can flow all the way to the end. Your conversation stops right at the point of catching. And it may, you may catch, but then you got to start all the fuck over trying to figure out how to have a bitch. No, that ain't where it go, man. And it ain't going to be like that once you're done with this call, because you're going to fucking be thinking about what the fuck I'm going to do with this bitch, man. That's some shit. Woo-woo. And next thing you know, you're going to have several things that you can tell any bitch that's seeming like she liked you. Because at that point, you're going to say, damn, baby, why can't you? And instead of going for that shit, you're going to go further and start talking about what you're doing and what you think can be accomplished with her, which is going to catch her. When you stop at the point of catching, you know, relying on her liking you so much, she finished across the line. Nah, man, the bitch can stop short. Like me, all this, nigga, wondering what happened. What happened is you didn't close, bro. Get that close together, Steve. You sound like you rolling, man.
Hey, man, everything you just said, I welcome that shit with open arms, because that's what I need, brother.
You know it.
That's what I
God
need.
Damn it. That's what we do, man. Hey, thanks, bro. Now, you know, just because, you know, me and Big Steve spoke like that, don't get the impression you got to know me, because the only thing me and him got in common is that we like the truth. He ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. But we gonna meet up at these different little spots, because the truth bring motherfuckers together. And I'm trying to tell you, you gotta have fucking choices. You got a lot of avenues to take for your blog, talk, radio, whatever. You know, got a bunch of people. And, you know, I'm all over the place talking this shit. Excuse me. And I'm not promoting blog talk or nothing. Hold on, man. I'm not promoting blog talk or nothing. But motherfuckers are seeing this shit, come on, and bullet this, bullet that. When I got on blog talk, I got on it because I was trying to do something. And somebody introduced it to me. Now, I did not fucking know what the fuck blog talk was, but I did know it was like a radio show. So this is what I'm sort of thinking. And as I go ahead on and do it, I'll learn what it really is, and I see it's bomb shit, you know. But that's about the extent of it for me. I'm not, you know, hooked on blog talk or hooked on this kind of shit, because I got a goal. My goal, you know, is telling me what to do. My point is, on blog talk, it's so much bullshit. And I didn't know this, but I realized this when I started my school. Individuals that deal with the internet. Now, you're going to think I'm lying. But one of the questions was, how many groups are you in that I gave them on Facebook to get into the SW? And some of them said 400, 300. I mean, I'm serious. You wouldn't believe how many groups motherfuckers are in. Now, why are they in those groups? Why would any person get in a group? Now, maybe they're dealing with butterflies, and you love butterflies. Oh, okay, I can see that. You get in that group. And when you guys talk, you're going to be talking about whatever this butterfly, that butterfly, blah, blah, blah. Hell, everybody ain't going to get in that group. But the people in the group should be in the group because they are a group that speak about what that group is about. 400 of these groups come out. So, I got to ask them motherfuckers, why are you in that many groups? And if you can't tell me why, then you might not be a good candidate. And they start saying why. And do you know why they was in the group? Mostly just to be in it. Didn't care why they was, what the group was about. They got in it that first time. They, you know, trolled through those, trolled everything. You don't want to get in this. This ain't the group for you. Because that's not what we do. You can't come on here posting some bullshit about whatever the fuck you didn't read or seen. You can only be in here talking about what we're talking about. And do you know what the motherfuckers would do? They would have to make a decision. You can hear they're really, not here, but you can read, they're really thinking about. Yeah, do I really want to be in a group that I have to talk about something specific? Okay, my fucking point. You know, of the different shows that you able to listen to, how many of these motherfuckers, or which one of them, talk about the real shit that we talk about? Maybe y'all not in that many groups. I don't know, but if you're in more than two or three, I ain't in, well, I'm in SWU. I guess I'm in one group, the motherfuckers from Vallejo. But I don't mean to fuck with them, so, you know, I'm guilty of that in that case, but it's only one. Shit. I'm saying, man, you got to fucking deal with what's real. You can't be wasting your time. Why waste your time fucking with me and you've already decided that you ain't gonna do what the fuck I'm talking about? Your time should be hella more valuable than that. I know mine is. That's why I'm confident, very confident you're gonna enjoy anything I talk about whenever the fuck I talk about it, because my shit is real. I'm not lying. I am a fucking joker. I am this whatever angry old dude. I'm all those things because that's what my motherfucking job description is about. A motherfucker that is a comedian. Everything. That's me. But the cold part about game don't stop or get lower or any kind of way be interfered with in any whatever I decide to be. Why? Because game is real. All that fucking shit is just ridiculous what y'all listen to as far as what dudes be talking about to get women. You know, in my school, I got several motherfuckers that paid a lot of money for this shit. And it just makes them very skeptical. But I say, you know what, man? Only thing I could say is if you would have gave up, you wouldn't have never met me. And since you have met me, give me a chance to show you what's up. And if you don't think that I'm cool, blast me on motherfucking goddamn Facebook. Kill me, man. I ain't never been blasted about my shit. Because even though people may not get 100% what I'm saying out of it, if they get 10%, of what I'm talking about out of my shit, they've improved their life so much they fucking in love with me. They think they really got what's in the fucking course because they're able to walk up and say hello to a girl. Man, I mean, if that's good to you, that's good to me, man, but that ain't hardly what's in that fucking course. That's like such a minute part of that course. It is a part, and it is, you know, what most dudes want. But shit, you should want what's really in the course so that your motherfucking ass won't ever be tripping on any particular aspect of life again. Because catching bitches is all a part of socializing. Once you're able to socialize, you can direct that socialization or socializing with this doggone woman. And as you're speaking with her, you can learn how to direct it. Because everything from the social greeting, the actual introduction, is all based on how you set shit up immediately as you talk. As my motherfucking goddamn students learn. But you motherfuckers, go ahead, do it. I'm glad. I'm very happy you do what you do. How the fuck can you motherfucking do what you're trying to do if you can't do what you're scared of what it takes to do it? Man, I can't be a motherfucking skydiver if I'm scared of flying. Man, you gotta be willing to do all that goddamn shit. How are you gonna catch a frog if you're scared of what the fuck it takes to catch a frog? I mean, the answer to this shit is it's gonna be very difficult. And if either one of them actually do the shit, it's gonna be luck. If a motherfucker didn't fucking scared to fly, do a successful skydive, it's because he was asleep when they went up in the plane. I ain't gonna be asleep because I'm scared to fly too. I'm gonna have to be woke. That means I can't skydive. Shit. You can't catch a bitch if you're scared to say what you think. And if you don't think of what to say to a bitch, you don't even have a bitch kicking it with her. I don't care what the fuck you want from her. You motherfuckers be looking for chemistry and all that stupid shit. These motherfuckers, what her life is, and do you have any common interests and all that stupid ass motherfucking shit? Fuck yeah, you got a common interest. Both of you motherfuckers want the opposite sex, but who you gonna fuck with? That's why you're talking. That's all the common interest you need. Anything else is incidental and probably gonna cause problems. If you play tennis and she play tennis, you gonna get there when she there sometimes. She flirt, you flirt, all that's gonna be dead. You motherfuckers ain't gonna play each other. If that's the case, you'd have a tennis court at home. Or something. Shit. You be looking for shit like chemistry. Because you ain't got nothing else to hold on to. Because you ain't real and you ain't got no conversation. And you gotta, you know, depend on chemistry. Or your watch, or your car, or your wallet. As soon as you think you got action, your motherfucking whole demeanor changes, and you know it. You start fantasizing about what you think is about to happen. In about 20 seconds is way too long. In about 5 seconds, you didn't see a whole life with this bitch. Just because she smiled and said hello. Let me tell you something. I do that shit too. But I don't know what you see in your future with the bitch. But I see everything about her giving in to what I'm saying and letting me building a giant bitch to help me look good. That's what I be seeing. I don't know what the fuck you motherfuckers be seeing. I use my imagination to propel me towards my goals. You guys use your imagination to keep you from even chasing your goals. You fucking need to do this. You know, let's say you need to, let's say you want to become a producer or something. You need to make a movie just to get seen. First thing you thinking about is this great camera, this great background, this great all this shit. No, you ain't gonna do it because you ain't got the money for it. So, goddamn, that dream is dead. Nah. One of my students called it gorilla grinding. Look, that's what we do and what we gorilla grind. And I love that term. If you gorilla grind, that means immediately when something happens, you feel the alternative necessary. If not, you go keep going forward. And if you go forward, you're pressing on the gas a little bit harder because you didn't really know it was going to work this way. But once you see it is working, it's going fast because we got to get up here because we grinding. Just because it's working, we ain't going to go hella slow. Pick up some time, man. Shit, nigga, we going to do everything right, thinking fast, moving fast. Because life is fast. You don't get time to mull shit over. We got to reshoot if we fucking do something wrong. Cost big money. So what that mean?
Plan everything out, man. Take whatever money you're trying to save and spend it having the cash waiting for you to plan it out.
Or do what you need to do, gorilla style. Sean gave me, that was Sean, that's right. Sean gave me that. You guys make yourself believe in the fantasy where you can't win instead of ensuring the reality of what you're going to be getting when what you're trying to do is manifested. I'm not going to let a steak go off in that dish that she cooked for me. I ain't letting that derail me. Nearly to the bitch, I did it. Fuck that bitch, woo woo. Man, please. I was so concerned about me making a mother mistake, making a fucking mistake. I couldn't even fucking concentrate, and I stopped. After I really realized I couldn't, I went and handled my business. And thusly, live another motherfucking day to keep spitting the shit I spit. The way I spit it, because when I spit it, I'm only predicting what the fuck I'm going to do in the case of me having to be down. Because I'm going to do what I think, win, lose, or draw. But since I'm a great thinker, I'm not saying that all my thoughts are winners. I'm just saying since I know how to think and I know how to break my thoughts down, normally my thoughts help me. That's why I think, because I know what to think about. And if I like that little bitch, you better be thinking about how to have that bitch without kissing that bitch ass. Nigga. That's Bud. Yeah, that's how I talk to myself. It's going to be a while before you able to admit that you'd rather not think about this. That, for you to accept, that you're a fucking coward as well as a fake. You all out here talking about getting at bitches, but you won't, but you fake like you do. This is what, you know, you need to understand about me, man. I'm about the real. I am definitely talking shit all the time, but all the time you got to understand I ain't talking about no bullshit. This shit is real. Everything I'm saying is real. 734, what's up? 347, I see you. I'll get you in a minute.
Romeo, what's good?
Romeo, what's up?
What's up, man? Boy, you just said some shit then. I just started this new gig, man, and I'm talking to the dude that I'm working with, and everything out this motherfucking mouth is a motherfucking lie. I can just hear the shit as he's talking. He's talking about all these hoes he got. He got this, he got that, he got all this shit. And I'm looking at his character and the way this shit is coming out of his mouth, and I'm thinking, like, man, ain't no way in the fuck this nigga got no hoes. I don't believe this motherfucker. So I'm asking him, I'm like, well, how many bitches you got? Oh, well, Well, I don't really have. I mean, I just got bitches that I fuck. I'm like, man, listen, man. See, I could tell you lying right now because of that. You got bitches, nigga. You should be able to answer my question. How many motherfucking bitches do you got? This motherfucking, I'm talking about, oh, he don't got no bitches. He got females that he fuck with. Like, man,
well,
get the fuck out of
here.
What's
your goddamn point, Romeo? Fuck that nigga in that story. What's your point?
My point is when you talking to a motherfucker, you could tell whether or not they authentic or whether or not this motherfucker's faking. And most of the motherfuckers you run into nowadays is faking.
Straight out fakes. And you should be able to peep it. But next time, Romeo, don't put them up on it. Don't let them see nothing. Just say, oh, yeah, okay. And let them go on with that shit, man. You ain't trying to wake nobody up. You don't even want to wake a motherfucker up to sleep. Let them be sleep. And see, that way you will stay sharp. You'll stay sharp as a motherfucker. Fucking with somebody sleep, you're going to get dull. Because you're going to be lowering yourself a cup. Period. You feel me?
Right. So when you working beside a motherfucker like that, and you already peeping, how the fuck do you avoid engaging in conversation with this motherfucker, because you're working with him, so you got to kind of talk to this motherfucker.
Romeo, you got to tell him about some smashing you did. And so let me tell you something, man. This is how you catch a bitch, and this is what you do with him. You run some down for the, you know, real quick. And then when you get finished, they may leave, miss me with that bullshit, man, because I can see through money want to find Darman, and you a fucking liar. Just saying. He ain't going to be mad at you. He going to say, all right, brother. Hey, you gonna kill him with your conquest, and he gonna look up to you because of how you brought it to him. And then when you tell him that you know he a goddamn liar, and without calling him a liar, because I can see through muddy water, squat dry land, I can tell when a motherfucker's lying. You know, you ain't calling him a liar. You just saying what you can do. And that motherfucker is going to say, all right, brother, because he don't want to start no shit either, because he know he lying.
He know he fucking lying, right.
hey, check it out, Romeo. That's how you see shit from the beginning to the end, so you can play hard all the way through. this is what thinking is about, my brother. Hey,
right.
Look how fast your professor thought from the beginning to end. But as soon as you brought that shit up, I know you was going to bring that shit up. Nah, go smash his ass, Romeo. But don't be mean in the shit. You know, be jovial. Be jovial, you know, smiling and all this shit. Man, let me tell you how to catch a bitch and what to do with a bitch, woo, woo, woo. You know, I had this woo and you explain all the shit. Took me 10 minutes, man, woo, woo, woo. All that. And he's engaging in the story because he's a coworker. But the whole thing is going down the way you want it to go down. And when you get to the end of the story, the motherfucker ain't going to fuck with you because he's going to see you way too sharp. That's all you got to show him one time.
Brother, he'll leave you the fuck alone.
Goddamn right. Birds of a feather flock together, and that motherfucker knows you just spit too much shit, but he'll try to spit his bullshit to you. Now you might say, man, you're pretty smart, man. Maybe you might need to get promoted up to somewhere else. That motherfucker don't want somebody standing to him. He can bullshit.
Right.
don't be angry enough.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to make a statement, a comment, really. Yeah, your thoughts, because I came in late on the show, but I heard you talking about the thoughts, and I wanted to say that your thoughts can help you or they can hurt you, but it take a long while, you know, going through your thoughts and dealing with them to really get to your thinking. Get to that thinking where it's more helping you than hurting you.
Let me tell you something, brother. What you're saying is right, but the way you're going about it is fast, backwards, wrong. Because you said this about It's going to take a long time. That's where you went wrong right there. Because your thoughts can help you or hurt you. But the only way they're going to help you is if you believe them. And the only way you're going to believe them is if you move on them right away. And the only way you're going to move on them right away is if you train yourself to think properly and be able to trust your fucking thoughts. You can't trust yours. That's why it's going to take you a long time to get over it, because you got to go through this, that, and the other to prove it wrong or right, when you really had all you had to do was do it. And if it's wrong, straighten it up. If it's right, keep going. No, you're too scary to do that. You got to have all this bullshit to make you believe something. I don't give a fuck what you believe. You don't even have to believe me. But I bet you 20 to 1, if you adopt that think it, do it philosophy I just broke down to you, your ass wouldn't be having this to say no more. What you think, bro?
Well, I believe you. I believe exactly what you just said is absolutely 1,000% correct, because I've done it myself. I was just speaking on the note for the general public, because people who ain't even got to that level yet. Because I believe that's who you talking to.
Look, bro, I am certainly agreeing with what you just said, because this shit I'm talking about is not just for broads. This shit work in any level of conversation in any situation, because it's always best to know where the conversation is going. And the only way you're going to know that is if you're driving. And if you have to be a passenger, you got to know how to ride as a passenger. You got to learn all this. You're going to be a passenger in a lot of shit. You're going to be needing to sit here and listen to the banker. You're going to, but then you're going to drive as soon as that banker tells you what he's looking for. So what I'm saying is the only real time you're going to be a passenger is when you're looking for a job. But then when this motherfucker opens his mouth, you're going to start driving because he didn't told you what he's looking for. Bro, everything I'm saying is about now. Everything I think is about right now. It ain't about tomorrow, because I am not finna think to go rob no goddamn bank. I ain't finna think to rape some bitch. You know, I ain't finna think to run across the freeway because I think I'm fast. I ain't gonna think no crazy shit. Anything I think, I am confident, is gonna be about my life and my life going forward. Therefore, I ain't gotta question my thoughts. There is no one that's more conceited and selfish than me about me. So, if I think it, and some other motherfucker thinks something else a little bit like it, but a little bit different, man, I wish I would even consider what that motherfucker thinks past listening to it. And if listening to it makes me want to fucking, you know, adjust my shit, I might would do that. But 9 out of 10 times it won't. I just say, man, I ain't doing that. And I'm doing what I think, bro. You feel me?
I feel you. 1,000 respect.
You know it, brother. See, the thing about us, the thing about what we want to do is that you have to understand ain't nobody going to do shit for you. Mom and pop stopped doing that shit probably when you was in the second, third grade. They only let you come home and eat free. Everything else you had to do for yourself, they wipe your own ass, everything. Let me put it like that. The moment you learn how to wipe your ass, that's when you start doing shit on your own. And you got to understand that everything is done on your own. It ain't going to get done if you don't do it. You ain't going to walk down the street and motherfucking catch a broad accidentally unless you put yourself in that position. Because the average one of you motherfuckers been passed up several bitches that was ready to fuck with you. But you like that Gluck walking in the motherfucking forest whistling, looking for some trees, and you've been circling one big tree. Can't see past that damn tree because it's in your way. But you're doing the same thing you do all. He's just doing what he's been doing, walking in a circle. What you do? Go out this weekend, shoot at bitches with this bullshit you be saying. Go out next weekend, shoot at different bitches with the same shit you were saying, get the same damn results you got. And you talking about, man, I was out at bitches, man. No, you wasn't. You was out playing, doing that kiddie shit you do. Because we know, man, we shooting once or twice, but whoop, if it ain't right, we changing. We ain't doing the same shit. We ain't going the same place. Why keep going to where you drowning? Motherfucker is drowning. And then he get out. Dry his motherfucking ass off. And go right back there to drown when he gets ready to try to catch another bitch. Come on, you guys. This entire year has been about putting a plan together. Everything for me has been about seeing my plan come to fruition. I'm about to fucking go through my first year at Sidewalk University. I got one or two students that's been fucking with me on a continuum ever since I started this shit. They've grown, because graduating is one thing, but really being a graduate student is another thing. A graduate student, after he leaves school, he's doing these things that were exercises in school, but he's doing them as things to keep him sharp while he's walking down the street or whatever he's doing. Because he's putting it into action so that when it's necessary, he's going to spring into action like a superhero. Everything that he's going to do when he get at Bras, he's practicing as he's walking down the street. Hey, babe, how you doing? Whatever. You know, cordial. Doing your shit. Nice day and then, you know, whatever the fuck. Why? Because, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. That flat-footed tennis player, what he going to do when I shoot him a shot that he got to move on? Motherfucker going to stumble. But that tennis player that's bouncing on the balls of his feet, got his racket ready, he don't give a fuck where that ball go. And it might go somewhere he didn't think it was going to go. But he ready, because that's what he's bouncing for. He's being agile. He ready. Flat foot motherfuckers, that's what y'all are. You don't have a game plan, because you haven't even established any parameters for the goddamn hunt. If you ain't clear on what you want, if you ain't clear on how you gonna get it, how can you clearly relate to the motherfucking woman you speaking with? Anything you thinking, or any kind of desire you have, how can you communicate that to her? This is what my fucking course do for you. It makes you clarify yourself. It makes it clarify to yourself your true desires in your life. It makes them, you present them. And of course, well, shit, I don't need to take the course to do that. I just heard him say it. A lot of you motherfuckers can believe that. Go do it then. Go do it. Go fucking do it. It's true. It works. Take your ass out there and do it. Just like everything else. You're going to try it. As soon as you come against an obstacle, you're going to quit. There's plenty of obstacles in what I'm talking about. That's why I don't worry about all these goddamn crumbs I get up. Some of you motherfuckers been listening to these crumbs for a couple of years. You already have at least a slice of cake. If that helps you, good. I doubt if you have a slice. Shit. The shit opens you up to what you qualified to have. And it shows you that you are actually qualified to have a game plan. And you can arrange the game plan to your liking. I'm telling you, when I talk about these things that I be doing, such as with this brown, I'm sure I make it sound simple, you know. Ooh, it is simple, because I've been doing the exact same thing for many, many, many fucking years. I keep telling you, men don't change, women don't change, times change, the way you go about shit change, but the actual concept of what you're doing does not change. The old way is the new way, just they didn't kind of reshaped it, because the old way and the new way is still a wheel. And no matter what, when the wheel first was invented till now, it's still a wheel. Some of them working on cars now, some of them working on whatever. And some of them got faux lugs or whatever, you know. Some of them decide that the fucking end of the wheel, that changes, but the actual round wheel concept never changes. So, it just like you guys, the shit that I'm talking about discouraged me at first. Because of all the goddamn things you got to do to make it work. All the goddamn things you got to think at one time. But I'm telling you, if you stick with it, you're going to realize it's designed to weed out the weak shit in your mind. To weed out the bullshit people in your life who want nothing more than the person to hold their fucking hands. The shit makes you stand up and separate yourself because you're not like everybody else. You shouldn't want to be like everybody else. You should want to be separate because you're different. And if you're in any way like this, you understand what I'm saying. I ain't, you know, afraid of shit. And you won't be afraid to take that initial chance when it comes to gaining real confidence to score. That is, if you know, you're one of these kind of dudes want to weed the weak shit out of your mind. You know, and as you take the chances and succeed, they're going to become principals, or some of them are going to become principals. And this is how you develop your own set of principles based on the same things I develop my principles on. My principles are not the same as yours. Sometimes they are. But in most cases, we have unique set of principles because we have a unique set of lives and parameters in our lives. So it's not that we have to have the same principles. It's just that we all need to have principles. Principles that you're going to stand by because, you know, you're just going to see the value that they're worth to you. And you see, you're going to see the value or the lack of value in your life without them. And the reality of it is you got to have principles and you have to stand on them as if your life depended on it. Because whether you know it or not, your sex life, and not your physical life, but your living or existence does depend on it. You got to be very committed to what you believe in when you talk about being anywhere about the street. If you want to have success with women, you really got to be about the street. Not that you got to be in the streets. You got to know what the streets know. So that you can think fast, because if you think like these rich motherfuckers that have good jobs, you're going to be a sucker. Because all they're thinking about is money. And they're going to, you know, use their money for everything. I ain't mad at them. I'm just saying, if you ain't got that kind of money, you ain't got that kind of position, so you got to think like a motherfucker that ain't going to let nobody take shit from you. The motherfuckers with money, they say, I ain't going to let nobody take nothing from me. As soon as I take something, they're going to say, oh, man, he took it, and then they're going to sue me. You ain't got no money to sue no motherfucker. You got to let a motherfucker think that you better not fuck with you. In the reality of it, you got to have principles. And it's not easy to commit. But that's exactly what you got to do. Commit to being a man of principles. Now, that's some real shit. You know, I'm noticing you motherfuckers ain't really got much to say. Could be because I'm spitting. But, you know, you got to commit to not being afraid of hearing the word no coming from a goddamn woman. You got to make a commitment that you ain't going to be no goddamn ATM machine. And once you got to actually make a commitment to this. Once you pay for something, for a motherfucking woman, you become her savior. And you don't want to be no motherfucking bitch's savior. Shit, fuck that. She knows. All she got to do is smile. and wink her eye at your ass. And you're going to go buy her a Walmart. And you know it. Excuse me. Most of you with any money, you already have, you know, 7, 8, or 10, 20s already out in your hand as you approach the bitch. You can buy a woman anything except her respect. You can't buy the kind of respect you want. And it's probably easier for her to ask you for money than it is for you to ask her what she's doing. The further away you get from catching her, I mean, you'll get much further away from catching her, the more you allow her to charge you. The whole time you're trying to figure out how to pay your bills for shit you buying her, she's trying to figure out how to, you know, get you to get another car. Why? Because you'll do it. Why? Because you want to fuck with her. But why do you want to fuck with her? Because you don't know how to catch another bitch. And this is the only one that's talking to you. No, it's not. That's the only one you talking to. Why don't you guys ever tell yourself the truth? That's not the only bitch talking to you. She might be the only one that said hi back to you and you went crazy. But if you fucking designed your principles on real information that you can find through the ways the course shows you how to detect it, and then when you be, after you didn't got the course and you got all this information and it's kind of a lot, what the fuck do you think these shows are for? The only people who actually benefit from these shows, as should be benefited, are the motherfuckers that have the course. Because in the course, it tells you. You got to listen to the fucking shows because there's too many crumbs for me to try to list them all. So as I talk shit, I'm going to drop a gang of them. But only motherfuckers that know what they're hearing is going to hear it. I talk so much shit about having principles and standing on principles, but there is so many things that I've said that describes what standing on principles is, how they are established. Everything I've spoken about, these motherfuckers get. You guys get entertained. Which is what I'm doing too. I told you I'm a multitasking motherfucker. I entertain as I inform. Therefore, I am an infotainer. And when you do something like the way I do shit, like create things, you just become a stronger man. I mean, seems to me you would want to become a man who don't worry about who or where your motherfucking next woman is coming from. Well, you guys see, I didn't. I'm the one talking this shit. Hey, how many of the motherfuckers talking about what to eat to stay trim is fat? How many of them motherfuckers talking about having a great relationship? Shit, they got no bitch or man. I'm telling you, man, you guys are fucking, you kill me. To me, you should want to feel what a winner in the arena you in feels like, seems to me. When you do anything to keep your girl happy, you know, buying her gifts and shit, you only showing both of you that you a loser. When you just buy the bitch something instead of standing your ground, and she turns her nose up at the gesture, don't you feel small? Come on, man. This stuff really happens. And you motherfuckers are doing it to me, man, because both of you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Number one rule is don't get homeless on purpose.
You motherfuckers do shit so stupidly and you don't care. Everybody has fantasies, you know, that will never get blamed, you know, by being spot or pussy. And it still happens. I got blamed before. I did. I was in D.C. and me and Kay, we went somewhere and ran into these bitches. We went to their motherfucking house. And, you know, I'm on the couch with the bitch. And the bitch say, she went to the bathroom. You know, I'm smoking me a joint when the bitch come out. She all in this silk shit. All right, I'm used to that comfort shit. So, you know, I'm you know, smoking a giant bitch around. Tell this bitch that, the motherfucker, whatever I call her. One thing led to not put my hand in that bitch pussy. And I got scalded. Had to go to the hospital, if you know what I mean. But any motherfucking way, you got to understand, accepting bullshit like what I just said, because I never got played like that again. Because I never had, I didn't have no business going up in a motherfucking house. Because I really knew I wasn't going to knock that bitch off. So either I wanted to get charged or I was just being stupid. So I would rather say I was being stupid. That I would rather say that. But what I'm saying is shit do happen. And I felt really, really, oh my God. And then, when I say, hey, nigga, you went up in that thing, nigga. Nigga, is you crazy? Oh my God. I felt like shit. I felt like shit. And I'm telling you, I had that on my mind every fucking time I seen the bitch. I don't give a fuck. Fine motherfucker, take your ass out there and give me some fine money. Don't come talking to me, don't come looking at me, I don't give a fuck, I ain't got nothing for you. Only thing I'm gonna do is pimp your motherfucking ass so you pay me enough to start liking you. Now if you wanna fuck with me like that, come on.
Oh, you so mean? I'll try it.
Yeah, bitch, go get my money in. Yeah. That motherfucker's like me here. You look for it and you gonna find it. God damn it. I look for bad bitches. I look for motherfuckers that want something. And when I run across them motherfuckers, I got something to tell them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not. You don't see me crying about my wife leaving me. Shit. I know there's times when you know, you see you being weak. Or there's time when you wish you would have did this, or wish you would have said that. Shit, that shit even happened to me these fucking days. You don't have no excuses except ignorance. There'll be no, legally speaking, ignorance is not an excuse. I at least have an excuse. I was married. Didn't need to be down like that. But then, once I wasn't married, nah, shit. I keep talking about I'm a lion. I'm a lion. A lion will be a lion from birth. To when that motherfucker take over with pride, to it is always where I am. Challenge my motherfucking manhood, as the lions say, roar. That's what they challenge me, is roar. As long as that motherfucker is committed to being a lion, fully committed to being a lion, he's going to be respected. And I am fully committed. And I don't care. I got 25 years on this bitch and I'm still down and dirty. I don't let nothing get in my motherfucking way. You shouldn't let nothing get in your way. Nothing is going to come to you unless you represent someone for shit to come to. As long as you being a man, it will happen. It's going to happen. You supposed to be horny. Because all day, women are watching your motherfucking moves and making judgments about what they see. Since you know this, you should be prancing and doing the do as far as performing and playing your hand. Shit, that shit will make any motherfucker horny.
for the rest of this week, you need to be checking yourself to see if you move like a man. And if you're honest, you might be surprised at what your answer is. Motherfuckers at SWU know they got to drill shit into every part of their being. Everything that we talk about is not surface. We break that shit down. Because if you don't break it down, you ain't going to have no full understanding of it. And if you don't have no full understanding of how the fuck you going to use it, no sense, half-ass. That's what you guys like. You guys like that half-ass shit. I don't like it. My students don't like it. We don't fuck with it. That's all it is to it. And if any motherfucker want to fuck with it, have at it. I know I ain't going home alone. I know my motherfucking nigga not every night going home alone. Shit. And if that's the case, they ain't. They doing what they want to when they get home. You know, everybody is just half-assed about what's real. That you know, you kick yourself in the nuts trying to get it wrong. You really need to learn that you are what every fucking woman want to please. Each of you. But if you don't believe that, neither will she. They all want to please a real man, not grown boys who go buy presents. If I hurt your goddamn feelings by what I say, then you shouldn't be fucking listening to me. Or not only that, really, if I hurt your feelings by what I say, then you really should know that I'm especially talking to you. You don't need to be out there trying to catch no motherfucking woman if you can't control your emotions and what you let next to them. You gotta learn to keep your emotions and feelings in check. And you gotta save your energy to stay on track, just like the lions of the jungle do. You gotta be running around like little kids. Look like little baby lions running around playing and shit. When everybody else resting, waiting for the hunt. In fact, you're going to need all of your wits to catch a woman that's worth anything. And you better get used to this. 347-949, what's up?
What's up, Professor, man? I just wanted to say, man, slow down, man. You're dropping a lot of jewels right now, man. It's just overwhelming right now. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
hey, you know what? Elijah, hey, this shit is like this all the time, but you catching them. That's what you need to be checking out. It ain't how many I'm dropping. It's how many you catching. And you catching hell of them. Just keep catching them, man, and apply them to the assignment. That's what you do, bro.
Okay.
You know it. Hey, so, and I am dropping a gang of jewels. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people from my school listening to this shit. They getting it. And they're being entertained. But since they more about the information than the entertainment, they only chuckle at shit that y'all crack up at. Because they know why they chuckling. I'm going to be then dropped another bomb. They ain't trying to miss shit. You motherfuckers get distracted. Because you don't know what you're doing. If you take the time to learn and do what the fuck I learned to catch a woman, you'd be much better off. But see, I learned from men who learned from men who learned from men, and I got all of those men's wisdom. You're getting all of those men's wisdom according to how I interpreted it, along with mine. So this shit is being passed down. And if you utilize it to the best of your ability, the way it's being brought to you, you're going to be a part of this organized way of thinking that carries men through centuries. We are actually the remaining links to how men think. Dudes like me. Because other dudes what they do is think like somebody says think. Think like today's women or this law or whatever says think. Man, I know what the laws are. And I know good and well if I said this, that, and the other to some bitch, she could do whatever. But since I ain't touched the bitch, I'm saying what the fuck I want to say because I don't work for damn motherfucker. Fuck all y'all. Come to my job if you want to. I don't care. But I also know I don't want to go through all that bullshit. So I don't say none of that crazy shit. You know, I ain't trying to, you know, act like fuck the world. You know, fuck a motherfucker to fuck with me. But other than that, man, I want everybody to be happy, cool, you know, getting along, all that goddamn shit. Because I don't give a fuck about none of it. Because I keep myself away from needing to be around motherfuckers. I be around motherfuckers I want to be around. And if I don't want to be around them, fuck you and damn, because I ain't being around them. That's just the way it is. Having a real idea of what a man is all about is going to help you in committing to the principles of being a goddamn man. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what any of you believe. I talk hella shit. That's my style. But what I say to you is really dear to me. It's dear to my fucking heart. And it was handed down to me by men I truly wanted to emulate. To me, you shouldn't want to deviate from nothing about what I'm talking. You should want to do it to the letter as best you can. Copy it. And see what your life be like. I'm guaranteeing changes. Guaranteed changes. All right, God damn it. I only had about 94 bullet points today, so I done ran through them. I don't see nobody with no questions. Now, you know, I'll be trying to get off. You know I got a new one in here, man. So I ain't trying to be on here with you if I don't have to. Hey, I love this shit. Oh, Down and Dirty, we ain't going to be doing that no more on Thursdays. We're going to be doing that on Sundays with Ask Rosebud. All right, I'm out.